Users of the internet attempting to look up information from the world's most popular online encyclopedia will find they can only view their search results for a few seconds today before their screens are blacked out. Wikipedia.org's pages now read the slogan, "Imagine a world without free knowledge." It goes on to read, quote, "Right now, the U.S. Congress is considering legislation that could fatally damage the free and open internet." Urging users to contact their representatives, Wikipedia has joined many other prominent websites in a 24-hour blackout to protest the House bill Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, and the accompanying Senate bill Protect IP Act, or PIPA. Google has joined the protest with a black banner over its logo and a link saying, "Tell Congress, please don't censor the web." Craigslist.org has blacked out its front page, saying, "Corporate paymasters, keep those clammy hands off the internet." The Senate will begin voting on the PIPA Act, which is the Protect IP Act, on January 24th. And as part of our ongoing coverage of the internet censorship bills, we bring you a brief update today with our frequent guest, Holmes Wilson, co-founder of Fight for the Future, an advocacy organization against internet censorship. Welcome back to Uprising, Holmes.
Thank you.
So why today? Why have these websites, Wikipedia, Google, Craigslist, and many, many others, Reddit, why have they chosen today for this blackout? It seems coordinated, was it?
It was coordinated, and it's because we're right on the verge of a very significant vote in the Senate, where on Monday the Senate returns and will vote on closure for the Protect IP Act, which is the Senate's version of the infamous SOPA, the House's censorship bill.
And so how do you think that they are going to respond to what's happening today? Because with these websites, I mean, Google, Wikipedia, Craigslist, these are huge sites with millions and millions of users using them. And presumably today's actions may result in a very, very large pushback from the public. Do you expect today's action to make a big difference?
Yes, it's definitely making a big difference. It already has. Increasingly, lawmakers are coming out and saying, saying, "What is this?" We're hearing that lawmakers are telling Senate leadership, "What happened here? You told us that this law was going to pass easily, that it wasn't going to be controversial." People are pulling back their support, but we have to remember that the starting point on this was this bill had dozens of co-sponsors in the House and Senate, huge support from both parties. And there's still a distinct possibility that the other side will succeed at pushing something through, even if it's a reduced version of the bill.
Well, today is being considered the largest online protest in U.S. history. There's actually thousands of sites protesting, and it's almost like an online general strike. How unprecedented is this move? Holmes?
Hey.
Are you there? We are going to try to call Holmes Wilson back in just a second. He is the co-founder of Fight for the Future, an advocacy organization against internet censorship. We're getting an update on the two bills, one that the House is considering called Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, the accompanying Senate version of that bill, the Protect IP Act, and the Senate coming back from its recess this on Monday, on January 24th, will be taking up that act. Are you with us, Holmes?
Yes,
yeah. So, how unprecedented is the action, the coordinated action today, this sort of general strike on the internet?
I mean, nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the world, and it really is about the internet and everyone who uses it every day learning how to defend itself from attacks. And it's this kind of amazing kind of consciousness.
And so most websites are suggesting their users to contact their representatives. And is that what you are also recommending, that people who want to preserve the internet as it is can simply contact their representatives and urge them, both in the House and the Senate, to vote against these two bills?
That's correct. And the most important thing is that on Monday, the Senate will come back in session. And starting then, everybody should call their senator every day until their senator tells them that they're voting no on this. It's extremely important. We're also organizing in-district meetings, although the time on that is short because senators are returning to Washington on Monday.
And then how has a protest against SOPA, the House version of the bill, had an effect already? Has the House actually stopped to take a second look at this bill?
We're still hearing that the House will move forward with this in February, but the landscape has shifted dramatically. I mean, it's a much harder road there.
But the Senate is still moving forward pretty fast.
The Senate is moving forward very fast. Harry Reid still supports this, and you know he may still have the votes to pass something.
Well, if listeners want details about what these acts would do, they can go to uprisingradio.org and do a search for SOPA, S-O-P-A. But there's also the websites fightforthefuture.org and americancensorship.org that you've recommended on past interviews. Holmes Wilson, thanks again very much for joining us, and thanks for the update on today's online strike.
Thank you.
Holmes Wilson is co-founder of Fight for the Future, an advocacy organization against internet censorship. And we've just been discussing the very broad online strike led by websites like Wikipedia, as well as Google, Craigslist, Reddit, and thousands of other internet websites. The website that Holmes Wilson has recommended is americancensorship.org, where you can get details of these bills and why these websites are against it. In fact, any of the websites such as Wikipedia and Google also have links to why they're opposing it and where you can find the contact information for your representatives about these two bills racing through Congress.